Good dumplings, unless it's been like made by my mom.
Yeah, my mother was the one who taught me how to cook.
I liked my mom's better.
I always like want the food the way that my mom would cook it.
Thought I would just go and lock her up in the kitchen.
I think my mom's a great cook.
Oh, don't give them. It's a family secret.
Because she's a southern woman. And
my mom's 100% Italian.
I liked my mom's better.
But yeah, a lot of it I learned from my mom.
And one of mom's favorite dishes was potato pie, which I just love.
I always loved it when we had some sort of a roast thing, because my father was a wonderful carver. He had a special carving knife that was never quite sharp.
It's a time where family gets to come together. Nothing religious per se, just an opportunity for all our family to get together and do something.
Everybody's supposed to gather together, and you know, a natural way to do that is
my grandmother's meatballs were like nothing on this earth.
I remember ever having meals with just my nuclear family. We always had extended family.
And I give it to my son too, who's 15 months old. I want him to learn to get accustomed to the Filipino culture and the Filipino food.
Families are so multi-generational over there, the nuclear family, if you will. I mean, you've got like grandparents living with grandchildren and
yeah, well, when I was growing up in Augusta, we always had very quite formal dinners. I mean, we all sat down together.
My dad loves to experiment, but I think that's why I think he's a better cook.
Well, first of all, Sundays were really big days for us as a family, and we always had Sunday dinner, and it was always some kind of a pasta.
So I grew up with a lot of the mixed culture stuff.
And then on Sundays, that was like the one time where like we all eat together.
This is the first year both my brothers will be there for Christmas in like 10 years. I'm incredibly excited for Christmas this year.
Well, if there's one thing that's consistent about any Indian gathering, is lots of food.
But traditionally, what people do is get a bird. Goose is usually a good thing. And I actually love goose, but my mother never made it. I'm planning to make it this time when I go home for Christmas.
Wow, Thanksgiving, my grandma always cooks. And she makes the worst turkey ever.
It was always incredibly dry. It was like sandpaper turkey for every holiday.
Chocolate and vanilla buttercream wedding cake served with mango and passion fruit sorbet, fresh berries and mint.
And they do a prime rib on Christmas Day.
Like a dessert table your wedding cake. In Pennsylvania, it's pretty much the wedding cake and the cookie table.
The reason why it's special is because it has to cook for a really long time, so people don't make it very often because it takes hours and hours and hours to cook this too.
Prasad is a type of food you make specifically for prayer.
But they always have to have some kind of noodles on your birthday because it basically symbolizes long life.
So we have this really special bottle of wine that we got from our from my father-in-law that we will open after the baby's born.
We try to blend a lot of things together. And, you know, even the food reflected that, I think, at the event, because we had Indian food catered, but we also had some American food, too, for anybody who wanted to, you know, or wasn't interested in trying Indian food.